At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Every time you faced a setback, the truth is you were truly facing a setup for you to become better, a setup for you to become more, a setup for you to overcome a sense of shame. Everyone falls, and when you fall, those who are still standing have a tendency to point at you. But if they're pointed at you and you feel a sense of guilt or shame that everyone knows every time you've ever made a mistake, you look again. Because those who are standing and pointing at you are going nowhere. If you're on the ground and they're staring at you, you're in the same place. If you can get up again, if you can stop focusing on what they think, don't worry about the opinions of others. Because the opinions of those who stand in the stands, pointing at those who are gladiators in the arena, they're fans.
If you're choosing pleasure over purpose, you are struggling in life, and you've always got to put purpose first. And you may not know what your purpose is, I can tell you this. I want to find my purpose, and I have to remind them that purpose is not something that is lost, and therefore you're not just going to find it. You have to develop your purpose, and the place you start is putting off pleasure and putting off desires and focusing on purpose and duty first. Ask yourself this. I go, if I had a gun to your head and I said, pick the one thing that you want to do in life that would just make you absolutely happy, would give you a sense of fulfillment and peace of mind, the thing that you would do if money was not an issue, what is it? And most people can quickly come up with an idea, or at least a place to start. There is where you start developing your purpose.
Enthusiasm and joy that people associate with happiness manifests itself when you're moving towards a value goal. So if you don't prioritize your goals because you don't exist within a structure of value, then you have no positive emotion. The embodied manifestation of positive emotion is the movement towards a valued goal. That's what it is. That's why you have the positive emotion. Because you are a creature that can move towards goal. And the emotional signaling of that is positive emotion. No goal, no positive emotion.
People have an idea or a dream and they give up on it. No, don't do that. Work your dream until it gets hard. See, most things don't happen as soon as we think they should happen. The messenger of misery might drop in on you and say hello. Murphy's Law might come by and thump you on the head. Any number of things can happen to interrupt your flow. It's okay. Don't take it personal. Just acknowledge what's going on. It's called life. And keep on working on your dream. Continue to keep on knocking, because this is your life. This is what you love. This is your passion.
Yes, I've made mistakes, but look at me now. Yes, I messed up, but look at me now. I will not walk around with the rest of my life feeling like I've messed up so bad that I'm unlovable. No, in fact, I am lovable because I have rebounded from everything that should have wiped me out. I have rebounded from everything that tried to take out my life. I have rebounded and I have redefined myself, and I will not settle.
I'm not going to give them the pleasure of them seeing me fail. I'm not going to give them the pleasure of them seeing me stop. I'm not going to give them the pleasure of them seeing me quit. I'm going to allow that thing to build me. That adversity is going to work for me, not work against me. That setback is going to work for me, not work against me. That hurdle is going to work for me, not work against me.
I just want you to remember that average is the enemy. Success is your responsibility. And change can take place in an instant if you are willing to flip the switch.
with that motivation, go forward into the fray, into the storm, into the heat of the battle. Where victory is forged.
You are making an impact in life and leaving a dent on this earth. Don't you worry about the times you fail. It is those moments that you were proved to be a human. It's in those fall downs. You also got up, and it's the footprints that we follow. It's not the falls. You are becoming amazing.
When people can't get up in the morning, I'm going to tell you why. Because they can predict the feeling of everything that's going to happen in their life. And their body's resigned to the familiar. It says, oh, another mundane day. But remember when you were a kid and you were going on a field trip? What happened then? You were up and dressed and ready to go before your parents were up. Because you knew something unexpected was going to happen. That's how we should live our lives. Waking up with the understanding to expect the unexpected. And something unusual should happen in our life as a result of our efforts.
Look at yourself. Look at yourself and remind yourself why. Why you are doing what you are doing. Remind yourself that this struggle, this temporary pain, this fight that you're in, this is what will make you stronger and faster and smarter and better.
Don't be ashamed of your setbacks. Look for them to be setups, and then you get up, and you go after everything with gusto, you go after everything with passion, you go after everything with a sense of purpose, and when you're running, you keep going when the second wind kicks in, you know there's extra power there, because there is a fire that burns within, that it takes challenges to pull out. Don't you dare forsake that setup, get up. And chase down your greatness. The next time you're alone and you start having mental traffic, you have self-doubt that tries to creep in, I need you to go back over your own history and about the things that you've already conquered. I need you to have a mindset that is focused on the fact that you are an overcomer, you are a winner, you are a goal-chasing person that can do anything but fail. And the only way that you can fail is if you stop believing.
We all think about quitting is hard. It's hard to process information during pain because that pain takes over and you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's gonna get you through hard times. Most people fail that 1 second. In that 1 second, I start thinking logically. I calm my brain down, because your brain just wants to get the fuck out. It's about gaining control of your mind, putting things back in the proper perspective, and then saying, I really do wanna be here. And I'm gonna have a bunch of these 1 seconds, and I have to learn to control these, because if I fail one of these 1 seconds, I will not be a SEAL. I will not be a doctor. I will not be a lawyer. I will not be whatever the fuck it is. It's all about your mind takes control of you. You have to say, fuck you, I run this mother.
Whatever these things are that you're trying to do, there are going to be wave after wave after wave after wave of inconvenient shit that hits you in the motherfucking face, all right? That doesn't matter. People who win, win regardless of those waves. It's not that they don't have those waves, it's that they say, hey, I can't control what's going on. All I control is what I decide in my mind and the actions I take. Some days are going to be harder than others. Some days are going to be a little easier than others. But I can promise you one thing for sure. There will never, ever, ever be a day that goes exactly as you want it to go. It doesn't exist. If you're going to wait around for perfect circumstances, how can you ever accomplish anything?
Nobody can beat you at being you. Do you hear me? You ain't meant to do what they do, right? You ain't meant to do what they do. And what's meant for them ain't meant for you. So do you and let them do them. Because the day you start trying to be them and not you is the day that you lose everything that's meant for you. Why do them when you him? Why do them when you hurt?
If you tell yourself the truth, the real truth, the absolute, categorical, unconditional, unabated, unmerciful truth, if you do that, you will find discipline. The truth will set you free.
It's like it isn't obvious at all that we want happiness. It isn't even obvious that we want absence of misery. What's really obvious is that we want an adventure, right? We want an adventure that's so compelling that it makes the misery of life not just justifiable, but worthwhile. You want to look back at your life, and you know this to be true. You want to be able to say to yourself, even considering a month or a week or a series of days, you want to be able to say, that was really difficult, but you know what? It was worth it. And I think that's what you want from your life. It's something like, you know what? That was difficult, but it was worth it. And that meant that the adventure was so great that it justified the difficulties.
But not going to be held back by the volume of what's in front of you, but you got to turn up the volume of the voice that God gave you internally that says, I can do all things. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it looks like. You can do all things. As long as you can believe that God has not given up on you and you haven't given up on God, that's you and God against the world. And in that majority, you win. Every single time, every single day, every single way. But you cannot give up. You cannot throw in the towel.
And we think that somehow we should just be able to turn on that eagerness and turn on that passion. But we can't. Because you just can't turn on passion. You can't just turn on the desire to execute a task. And when you need motivation yourself, don't look for someone to scream and yell. Don't look for someone else to give you motivation. Look at yourself.
If you could be in control of your decisions and your actions 100% of the time, what could you not accomplish? And how could you be held back? Success in winning is not convenient. Success in winning is not comfortable. Success in winning in life is going to be a daily task for you.
Those of you that are achieving, one of the reasons the achievement is slowed down is you've allowed yourself to feel less desperate. When you were broke and starting your business, or when you were brand new in your relationship and you were desperate to get her to love you or desperate to get him to love you, you took massive big action. So when you remove desperation, all this bullshit creeps into your life where you think you have to have the perfect plan and look the perfect way and have the perfect thoughts and be all zen and perfect. What you need is to be desperate. What you need is to get after it.
Your dream and your gifts have so much meaning and so much value for you till your hunger for them will begin to push you past the fear. Your hunger to have them will give you a special drive.
tears you'll cry are not because of pain, but because of joy and belief. That your work was not in vain, that your hardship was not to break you, but to educate you. And the school of hard knocks that gave you this education is something you can teach others a lesson with, but you cannot give up. Failure is not the opposite of success. It is part of success. If you want to ever succeed, you have to fail. The things that you are going through in this very moment may feel like you have let down everyone. It can feel like you've absolutely blown it, but you have not. This is a page in a chapter of your life. This moment will not be the thing that puts shame on you, but it is the thing that will frame who you really are, your character, your makeup, and who you want to be for the rest of your life. If you cannot give up, if you will face whatever the opposition is and not quit, not give up, not throw in the towel, you will find that victory is within your reach. All you have to do is get up again.
You have to learn to perform without motivation. You have to learn to perform without purpose. You have to learn to perform a lot of different things. And that's what people think. They think I need to have this motivation to work out, to study, to be better. So if they don't have it, they just don't do it. And that's where you fail. You have to learn to train your mind well beyond motivation. If you have motivation, that's great. That's some kindling to the fire. All it takes is a little bit of spark you can burn a whole forest up. You have to be your best self when you're least motivated. And that's the tricky part about all that. Motivation is just a word.
Once you start questioning yourself, you're already lost. Once you start questioning yourself, once you start going into a state of depression, and you start being by yourself, and you start thinking and wondering, once you start wondering, you're already lost. Even if you don't believe, believe. I gotta believe in me before anybody else believes in me.
And sometimes you're barely making any progress. Sometimes you're barely making any progress at all. And that tough situation is making you want to stop. And what you eventually learn is you can't stop. When you're going through tough situations, you got to take that next step. You gotta keep moving forward. Take that next step. Keep moving forward.
Don't go around telling people what your story is. Everybody has a story. 80% don't care and 20% glad it's you. It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
That's the fear. The fear is never reaching your potential. That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man and you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
When you come to a place in your life where you have to make a choice, and I think this is actually true of every choice we ever make, but it's more evident when the choice is more weighty, let's say. You aim up or down. And there is always an agent of temptation at every choice point enticing you to aim down.
It doesn't matter. What is your level of intelligence? What is your level of capability? Introvert, extrovert, this, that, doesn't matter. Do you have the courage and commitment to make the possibility into a reality?
If you can believe that there's a purpose in everything that you go through, that your setbacks are actually setups so that you can become more. Anyone that holds you back by your past is intimidated by your potential. Your potential, though, is only fulfilled when you give everything you have to everything you do, because in those moments, you are able to uncover layers that would have been hidden had you not failed.
We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
This thing that you are experiencing, this frustration, whatever it is that enters your mind every time I mention failure, every time I mention messing up, making mistakes, falling down, messing up, and restarting, every time that comes to mind, you have already overcome it. You just have to believe it. You have to achieve things by believing it is already done. I've already started my business. I've already got in shape. I've already found my love. Once you begin to focus on your future, your past goes in the rearview mirror.
You need to make it a habit to start every f***ing day validating yourself, cheering for yourself, because life is a marathon. And this might be a challenging leg where you're like, I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm not going to do that thing. Hell no.
They print money. They don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back. Average people focus on money. The great focus on time, because I can't get my time back.
Do not focus on it, focus on your destiny. And when you find yourself doing the thing that you were born for, you will be thankful that you had the failures, the setbacks, because they made you appreciate the path that was given to you. It was not a mistake. You are not a mistake. You can make mistakes, you can learn from them, and then you can earn from them. That is the power of learning from your failures. It is not a mistake to fail. It is not the opposite of success. It is part of your success.
I got a question for you. Are you tired of watching your dreams slip away? You cannot afford, and I want you to hear me clear, you cannot afford to go another year, to have another year like the last 5 years. All right, you cannot afford to keep living like you are not capable. You cannot afford to keep living like you don't have any gifts. You cannot afford, please hear me out, you cannot afford to keep quitting. You cannot afford to keep quitting when you should be finishing. Like, no more of that. For most people, for their dream, the desire is strong, but the dedication is weak.
You get one shot at this gig right here. Life. One life. That's all you've got. And regret, in and of itself, it's worthless. It does nothing for you. In fact, the only valuable thing in regret is the lesson you learned.
Why can't I continue with this routine? Going to the gym, being better, waking up early, eating the right foods. It's because maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your job. And it's all just stuffed in your brain. You don't have it compartmentalized and organized in these nice shelves. So where am I going to put discipline in that mind if I can't find other You gotta be able to find all these different things in your mind. Oh, I can put discipline right there. I can put consistency right there. I can put all these things right there in that spot. Your mind has to always be clear.
The desire is strong, but the dedication is weak. Desire is what you feel, but dedication will always expose what's real. All right? Dedication will always expose what's real. Desire doesn't create lasting change. Dedication does. So my question to you right now is, how dedicated are you? I mean, How dedicated are you? Are you dedicated past the level of your support? So if people don't support you, are you still dedicated to it? Are you dedicated past the level of your recognition? If people don't recognize you or give you validation, are you still dedicated to it? Most people give up on their dreams when they don't get those things.
Don't let regret beat you down. Don't be a slave to regret. No. Let it teach you. Let it make you better. Let the fear of regret fuel you to take action today, now. To take action now to become a better person, not filled with regret, but filled with knowledge. Filled with knowledge and strength and power and filled with life.
I have been born to overcome it, and when I overcome it, I became something, and the something I am was there from the beginning. We are gold diggers. We have become something because we've overcome something. We are gold diggers. There is something significant about you, so unique, no matter what we've been through, no matter whatever trials, whatever tribulations, whatever disappointments, whatever frustrations you've had, you've overcome something. And as a result of it, you've become something. You see, becoming a gold digger is about choosing to look beyond what you've lost and realize that there's something that you are becoming.
When you're dedicated to the dream, when you're fully dedicated to the dream, you stay committed. You stay committed past the inconvenient. When you're dedicated to the dream, for real, truly dedicated to the dream, you stay consistent past the challenges. No matter what challenges come up, you're still staying consistent. No matter what obstacle come up, you're still staying consistent. When you are dedicated to the dream, when you are dedicated to the dream, you keep stepping up, no matter what obstacles show up. But when dedication lacks, setbacks will always make you take a step back.
If you're struggling right now, and you're having a hard time, and you're pissed off, and you're frustrated, know two things. One, you're not alone. Two, this is necessary for you to get where you want to go. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all the pain will be for nothing. And you need to remember that.
So deciding as you look at your life, as you look into the future and say, what fears am I holding on to? What fears that I'm allowing to imprison me, that's keeping me from breaking out? That's keeping me from living up to my true potential. That's keeping me from really being happy. That's keeping me from having a sense of adventure and excitement in my life. What's keeping me from controlling my destiny? What fears?
So cast out the lies, burn them down. And listen to the truth, then live the truth, and go out and get it done.
We are goals that have been achieved and dreams that have been fulfilled just by becoming you. Accepting you, loving you as you are. And keep going after your goals. Keep setting them, keep chasing them, and stay gold digging.